This is Kuv Mo for Hacker Public Radio. Today we're talking to Clint Tinsley, one of the maintainers for SLAMP, the Simple Solution for Home Server. Clint, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Now, before we get started with SLAMP, how did you get into this computers and Linux and whatnot?
Oh, I've been working with Linux since 1993, I think, is when I first started, back with Red Hat 5.1 and Sushi 6.0s, you know, and bought the retail box for a number of years when they were still selling the retail box. And so it's been part of, you know, it's been out there and I've used it in my work and that sort of thing. And so that's how I got started with Linux in particular. I'm a network engineer by trade, so I'd use it, you know, it's has the advantage of being open source and free to use as long as you know how to use it. And so I've used it for a number of server implementations over the years and that sort of thing.
Did you run across it on a forum, or how did you find SLAMP?
I found SLAMP on, I watched DistroWatch quite closely, and it kind of popped up about the end of July. And it was a completely self-contained DVD solution that provided a complete home server platform plus many other server services, and a desktop that was complete with OpenOffice and all the programming utilities you could ever want. It supports Ruby, PHP, Postgres, MySQL, you know, and find all that in one self-contained DVD that's live that you could also configure. Impressed me right off the bat, so I downloaded it and started playing with it.
Oh, that's great. Now, how did you end up being part of the project?
Well, when I first downloaded, which was version 2.0, I found a number of minor problems with it, and I got a hold of the person that, you know, the founder and developer and maintainer of the distribution, and he was pretty responsive, and I gave him the things that I found, you know, that were kind of broken in the 2.0 release. And August 12th, he had a 2.0.1 that fixed the major problems, which was the grub boot or the Lilo boot screen didn't exist and would fail on when you installed it to a hard drive. And there were a number of little things that we fixed in that. And then going forward, he kind of turned the project over to me. And by the end of September, I had a new release pretty well done before we went down to the Utah Open Source Conference and did a presentation there at the Birds of the Feather Conference. It was pretty much ready to go at that point. And I had fixed a number of things. I added PHP and Postgres administration tools to the distribution, fixed the little web gallery, a number of launcher icons that were broken I fixed. And the cups was also fixed in that particular release. And that brought us up to 2.02, which is the current release of SLAMP.
Great. What do you expect to see in the near future for SLAMP?
Well, SLAMP is based on 12.2 Slackware and Zenwalk 6.2. Actually, it might be older than that, 6.1. But the 6.x version of Zenwalk. It was actually built on Zenwalk, which is built on Slackware, because he took advantage of the Zenwalk utilities. Well, as it is, it's on 12.2. 13 has been out for some time now from Slackware. Zenwalk, they had a falling out with some of their community people who split off and have just started their own distribution. So we need to refocus where we're going with this, and number one, get it up to Slackware 13.0 for the base, for the code base, and then determine what we can do in terms of some of the nice utilities from Zenwalk that made SLAMP such a nice, easily to maintain products, things like Zendu and the Zen Installer and some of the scripts that came over from the Zenwalk distribution. That made it easy to maintain the packages, the packages themselves. So it's in need of some significant updates, and the only thing I'd like to see going forward is to set it up as a gateway server, so that if you put this product in your home, which is where it's really designed for, you can actually have it serve as your gateway to your network. So it serves the routing function as well, and firewall, and plus having all these other things put on there. Going forward, it's fairly dated at this point, since it's based on Slackware 12.2 and an early version of Zenwalk 6.0, 6.1, I forget which. But anyway, 13.0 and Slackware has been out for some time, so we really need to make some updates to bring it up to current. There's a lot of improvements in the new version of Slackware. And then we also took advantage of the Zenwalk utilities, such as Zen Installer and Zendu and some other scripts that have been updated since that time. So we need to move that forward. And it basically means rebuilding the distribution from scratch, since you just can't update Slackware to the next release very easily. And then also I want to be able to add the gateway function to it, so it can actually serve as a home router and firewall for your network as well. It's got a firewall itself, but that only protects the system it's running on. If the gateway configuration is built, then you'd have two network interfaces just like a router and be able to use it in that capacity as well.
So now if you get all this integrated, you're going to be able to have one spare box with two cards in it that's going to be able to handle protecting your internal network, plus being a server for you to handle your media and your...
Not only that, but it's a web server, it's a database server. I mean, you can still, you know, have it out-facing to the internet and use it for a web server. The possibilities, that was the first thing that impressed me with SLAMP, is you have all this collection of tools, not only the server components, but the desktop components and the programming components. I mean, it supports just about everything you want to do in programs, including NetBeans and Java and PHP Ruby, you know, it's all in there. And it's just a really nice collection of different applications and packages to build whatever it is you need to do. And it makes a great test development environment because of that. And then throwing an open office on top of that and a lightweight desktop with XFCE, it just really rocks. That's all I can say.
Now, you've had this actually running in a commercial or a production.
Yeah, in my last position with one of the local companies, I was actually using it as one of our support servers for our internal network. And I actually put Nagios on it to use monitoring, configured Nagios to do server monitoring with it as well. And I used the web server and the database components, and it was just sat there and ran.
Wow.
Didn't touch it. Still running today, I suspect.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that you'd like to let everybody know about this project?
Well, you check out the distribution. If you have suggestions, we're always open to suggestions for improvements.
Looking for people to help out as well?
Yeah, we can always use help. I mean, there's only a couple of us that really, you know, spend a lot of time on this distribution, but it's been downloaded. 2.2 has been downloaded 1,400 times or something like that.
Wow.
Since it was released the end of October. And the 201 was downloaded around 3,000 times.
Wow.
The 201 was okay. There was just some other things that I saw that were either missing or broken that I fixed in the 202 release. Plus, I updated all the help notes There wasn't a lot of documentation when it was first released, and so I went in and added a number of sections to the help area, the tips and tricks on how to do things with using SLAMP.
So it sounds like the more people who use it, the more feedback you get, the better it's going to be.
Absolutely.
You're not going to run into everything with all those tools in there. Everybody's going to have a different use for it.
Right. And I think that was the case when I started out with it, is I found things that were kind of in there, but they didn't work. And being on the Postgres side and PHP, I needed certain tools to work. So I incorporated those fixes to make them work.
Now, I've purposely avoided it because I'm going to mess it up, but the gentleman who actually started this project, do you know his name?
Camus Antonius.
Yes, yeah. And he's where?
He's an Indonesian.
Ah, okay.
And he's got a neat blog out there. He says he hands himself off as kind of a normal guy. He's the, he's an engineer, actually, and works in the oil fields.
Oh, wow.
And he's involved in a completely different technology there. But he started this project back in 2005, I believe, or 2006 with the 1.0 release, and then kind of cooked for a while, and then all of a sudden it came back to life in the 2.0 release. And since then, we've had the original release plus two maintenance releases. And so the next step is to move to Slackware 13 and hopefully a 3.0.
Great. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, in this community, we really can, in this day and age, come together around the globe. You know, there is no distances.
Right.
You could be talking to Antonius, you know, tonight, and there is no barrier.
Right.
So we need to get out there and try new things and work with people and get things done.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being in here today, and hopefully a lot of people will check out SLAMP and get you some feedback.
All right, and it's SLAMPP.
PP, yeah.
Two P's, not two M's.
Yeah,
that gets confused quite a bit, I've seen. So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.